enjoying the show? You can help others find it and enjoy it too by giving us a 5-star rating or review. If you feel like reaching out to us with a question or comment, you can send us an email at mywifetherd@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit our website at mywifethedietitian.com, as well as our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Enjoy the show. It's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and this is Nutrition Nuggets.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, Sandra.
We got a question from a listener.
No, another question.
Karen in Florida asked.
Hello, Karen.
Well, she doesn't ask. She said, food shopping can break the bank. Do you have any tips on making it more affordable?
Yeah, but you have sun down there, so I don't pity you 100%. Sorry your groceries are expensive, but enjoy that sunshine.
That's too
funny. Okay, we'll answer your question. I'm just teasing
you're
you.
You're teasing.
I would be right beside you if I could be.
Yes. Well, we do have 12 tips to save money on groceries today, but there are a couple episodes that we can refer Karen to also and other listeners.
Perfect.
Episode 8 was our grocery tour.
You got to scroll way back.
Yeah, way back. And episode 9, the one right next to it, was how to read food labels.
Yeah, that's handy.
Which is helpful when you're grocery shopping. And then we did one with Joni Rompola, a dietitian, and it was episode 78, budget-friendly grocery tips with Joni.
Exactly. That was a good one too.
Yeah, that was really good. And Joni wrote a blog for the website for that episode, and it's in the show notes, and it's a great comprehensive blog.
Exactly. So we're going to give you some more tips, or just refresh the ones we've already given you. Sometimes they change too, because, you know, things change. So it's good to have a little refresher. I think we're going to do another episode too on reading labels or reading specific parts of a label. So that will be coming up in the next few weeks as well. So
yeah, these are all things that people keep asking us and asking me, especially clients, but and also our listeners. So, okay, so 12 tips for saving money. Number one, see what's on sale.
Yep, always a good place to start.
Yeah, so you can, there's apps and there's flyers in the newspaper, different ways to see what store has what sales happening.
And I think most stores are pretty consistent. They have a bit of a routine, like every Monday, this first Monday of every month, or like every Thursday or whatever, they have certain things. So if you get to know those, then you'll save some money there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did What's for Dinner last week for an episode. And what you can do is you can use the list of what's on sale at what store and help with planning your meals.
Exactly.
All right. Next one. Number two, make a grocery list.
Yeah, that's smart.
So that's always a good idea. It's kind of a plan. And remember we talked about if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Mm-hmm.
Having a grocery list, even just a few items, just gives you some direction when you get to the store, because it can be so overwhelming and there's so many options. So, and sometimes online shopping really helps people, because then you don't get distracted with all the options. You just choose your standard 12 items or whatever it is, and you just pick those and they come to your door.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you pick them up.
Yeah, you got it.
But making a grocery list is number two. Number three is using your calculator on your phone.
Oh, like while you're shopping?
Yeah, add up the cost of your groceries as you're in the store to stay on budget.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's good to do that even in a rough sense, like just, oh, that, you know, it's going to be this, 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 so that you're not completely, you know, overwhelmed at the cashier or, you know, sticker shock kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about most people. Maybe it's just me, but I have shopped often enough that I usually have a pretty good sense of what my groceries are going to cost. Like when I play that game with myself and I just think, okay, it's about $235, and I'm usually pretty close.
You'd be good on The Price is Right.
I would kill on that show.
You are good.
I played that show when I was a kid. I would sit and watch it and I'd be like, oh no, that's way over, or that's way on. Like I would, yeah, I was good at that. So I don't know if everyone's got that skill or if I'm just lucky, but I think if you grocery shop often enough, and I often buy the same things all the time, that's probably one reason, but you get to know sort of approximately how much things are, going to add up to.
Yours are usually less expensive than when I go. And I go, we kind of do like, I don't know, I'm like twice a month, you're twice a month. And usually when I go, it's like twice or three times as much as when you go.
Because you buy the things that aren't on the list. Well, I do too, but you buy more things that aren't on the list.
I just love, I don't know. I don't mind shopping. I mean, I have to be in the right mood. And we're going to get to that in terms of when to go grocery shopping.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I usually do it when I'm rested and well-fed and have time. Because otherwise, it's just not a fun experience if you're kind of rushing through the grocery store at dinner hour when everybody else is there. And it's just, you kind of want to just get through without seeing anyone, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What's the next item up for bids there?
Number four, get to know the food prices. So this is what you mentioned. So if you go to the same store all the time, you'll probably get an idea of what those prices are. And that's where I think a lot of people are saying, hey, what's going on? Like these prices are just going up and up and up.
Yeah. They're going up and up and up often.
Yeah.
Not just like they jumped. They jump often and a pretty good jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's good to shop around.
Yeah. And just try to use these tips because it can help the overall budget. And with the price of groceries, we want to kind of use our money wisely.
Another thing I'll add too, and maybe this is obvious, but not all stores charge the same for the same product. Like you could have one product that's $3.99 in one store and the exact same product in another store for $4.59, you know? So don't assume that it's the same price everywhere.
Yeah.
So get to know the stores where they're the cheaper if that's important to you.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. All right. Number five is avoid shopping when you're hungry. I kind of mentioned that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun because everything looks good and you're like, oh, this will be good and that'll be good. But yeah, it's dangerous and you end up buying way more than what you actually need.
Absolutely. When you're hungry, you may buy things that you just don't need. And you'll see all the like buy one, get one free. And
yeah, everything looks good.
Two for one. And
yeah.
Okay. Number six, buy in season. So vegetables and fruits are cheaper when they're in season.
Yeah. You notice that with apples, I find. Actually, I saw, what was it the other day I saw? Or not the other day. It was probably like a couple months. It was like, yeah, February, March kind of. And I saw pears for sale. And where we live, there's no pears on the trees this time of year. And I'm like, what pears? Like, where are they from? Like, and they were, yeah, they were a crazy price. And of course, they're not going to be fresh and local. So
was it like Mexico?
I didn't even look because I just thought, what? That just seemed odd. But
yeah.
Yeah, probably Mexico or somewhere south.
And typically.
Florida, maybe.
Yeah, right.
They're probably Karen's pears. Thanks, Karen.
You're bad. Number seven, buy frozen or canned. And we've talked about this before. And actually in your recipe from the newsletter last week, you talk all about just using that mixed vegetable frozen.
Oh, I love that vegetables stuff. I love it because it's convenient and you can make dinner in like next to no time. And I did include a recipe in our latest newsletter. And yeah, it talks about the frozen veggies and there's so many different options, different varieties, different sort of themes. You've got like your
Japanese the different, fajita cut or like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, definitely check those out. And the one thing about like sometimes when I go shopping, I'll just grab some stuff. I don't know if we have it or not, but it's not a big deal if it's going in your pantry or in your freezer. You know, if you're buying extra bag of spinach and you already have one, then that's going to go bad.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to eat like tons, right? But if it's frozen, not a big deal if you have an extra bag of veggies in the freezer.
Yeah, yeah. And if the spinach, if we have a bag of spinach and it is starting to go off or like just get the end of its time, then I will actually put it in the freezer.
It'll become frozen veggies.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Because it's still okay. If it's all like,
yeah, you can't do that with everything, though, that's in your fridge. So that's the stuff you got to be careful of, making sure to have a list for that stuff so you don't buy extra.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Basically, when, like, if we're talking about seasonal vegetables, in the winter, in a lot of places in the northern hemisphere, so North America, there's going to be, well, like up where we are, especially in Canada.
Way up north.
We're not way up north, but yeah, they could be too expensive. And then that would be a good time to buy the frozen and canned.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just as nutritious. And
you know, some people think that that's where frozen vegetables come from. It's from Canada.
Funny.
That's true. Don't you think?
The Arctic?
Well, isn't that Canada? The Arctic starts right above the American border. As soon as you cross the border, it's all snow and ice. And that's where frozen vegetables come from. They were known for something other than hockey.
And poutine.
Atwa and poutine, yeah.
All right. Number 8 is look high and low on the shelves.
Oh, yeah. That's because, a great tip.
Yeah, because typically we're... as like a standard or average size of an adult in their line of vision is probably the most common purchases and the most expensive. They mm-hmm. put all the
They don't want you to buy the cheap stuff.
Yeah. So the less expensive items are usually way up there or way low.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a little tip.
What about no-name stuff? Like no, like the house brand or the no name or whatever it's called, No Frills,
yeah,
the generic brand. They're often cheaper and they're probably not
just almost
any
the
different.
Same. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Read the label and I mean try one, see if they're different. Sometimes you can tell, but often they're not really any different.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they're often way cheaper. So
mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah, they don't have the fancy label. Number. What are we at?
9, maybe?
Number 9, check the best before or expiry dates.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, so you just want to make sure that you choose foods with a far best before date or expiry date so you have more time to eat it before it goes bad. And so if I always like reach, you know, say there's milk, for instance, you reach to the back to get your cream or your milk or mm-hmm. your yogurt or, you know, dairy especially. What else do you do with, like, what other products would you?
Well, the bagged spinach we buy and the, like, the little boxes of salad, they have a date on them too. I didn't realize that when I started buying them. I don't know why I didn't think about that, but anything in a package typically has a date on it.
Mm-hmm. And some are more perishable than others,
mm-hmm.
like very time sensitive.
And, yeah, you know, like you got a few days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the same with bread and bakery items too.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten arugula or spinach on sale before, like half price, like gonna go bad kind of thing. It does not last.
No.
It's not worth it.
No, they're, unless you use it that night, all of it.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Then you know what you can do with the rest of it.
Yeah, send it to Canada.
Yeah, tip number 6. Yeah, you put it in your freezer. Send it to Canada. We'll freeze it for you up here.
That's so funny. You're so funny. Oh, every store has a shelf or a section that is a reduced or kind of
discounted.
Yeah. So check that section. That's number 10.
I found some amazing things in there. Sometimes it's just products that don't sell well and they want to get rid of them, but.
Like deodorant
that,
and...
well, yeah, there's that stuff. But sometimes you'll get like a hot sauce that just didn't sell well, but I love it. And I'm like, score, it's like a buck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll just take them all or whatever the product is. But yeah, they're worth a look sometimes. It's not necessarily bad or anything. It's just stuff that, you know...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
sell.
The store has to... they have to move inventory. So when things are getting, like they've been on the shelf, they've taken up too much of the time on the shelf and they have to move them to their reduced section. So they might not be expired or past their due date, but they still could be okay. So
There used to be a store close to where we lived and that was my first stop. I'd get excited because I always had different things in there and it'd be sort of my first stop in the store to see what was in the sale rack. And yeah, it was fun. You get some neat stuff.
Well, and that's a good strategy for starving students or people that are like on a real tight budget.
Yeah, for sure.
And day old bread is good for making toast or vegetables that have been reduced are good for making soups.
Yeah, and they often have the veggies. Like they'll have a rack. I've seen that in most stores. They'll have a rack where the veggies are getting a little off, but they're still good for like that day or the next day. And you just bring them home and make like a big pot of something and cook them all right away, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, and the bananas in the bag that are going brown, you just grab those and then peel them and put them in a bag and put them in the freezer.
Yeah, make sure you peel them though.
Yeah, that's a tip for sure.
That's a big tip.
Yeah, and they're good for making muffins too, or smoothies.
Mm-hmm. They're great for smoothies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, we used to not peel them, and it's messy, and it's just... Ugh.
Oh yeah, no, that's no fun.
Although some people eat the peel.
Ew.
When they're frozen. Yeah, but,
I shouldn't say that because I eat funny things, but banana peels isn't one of them.
Right. Okay, number 11, compare brands. So we kind of actually alluded to this already. So
alluded to it.
No name brands versus store brands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just as nutritious and usually cheaper than the fancy brands.
Yeah. Yeah, the fancy brand has a fancier can.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still just a can underneath.
It's still the same food in there.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just dressed differently.
Better marketing.
Exactly. And that's what you end up paying for.
That's right. You're paying for the claims and the marketing.
I know with some products, not food, but other types of products in the marketplace, oftentimes they're all made in the same factory and then they're just labeled differently. It's one of those little insider tips I read about something I was purchasing, and I'm like, really? That's interesting. And they, depending on their brand, that you know, how the price was set, but the product was identical.
Wow.
It's like, huh, okay. So maybe foods like that, I don't know, but I mean, you'd think beans are beans, or, you know, rice is rice. Maybe, I don't know. Try it. Let us know.
Absolutely. And the last one is use the bulk bins. So you can buy your dried beans and lentils and chickpeas, your nuts, your seeds, your spices and herbs. You could even get rice and pasta and barley and flour, all from those bulk bins. And that saves you a little bit of money on packaging and all the marketing that goes into the packaging of food. And so if you're just buying them from the bulk bins, you're getting just the food and not the package that we typically throw out or recycle.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, good one.
So yeah, that's the 12 tips for...
budget-friendly shopping, something along those lines.
12 tips to save money on groceries. Some money.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right. Hopefully that will help you save some money.
Yeah, and definitely check out episode 78 with Joni Rampala to budget-friendly grocery tips. Good. And two episodes, episode 8 on the grocery tour and episode 9 on reading labels.
Exactly. And like Sandra mentioned too, Joni wrote a blog article for us that you can find on our website. So check that out. That's mywifethedietitian.com. And while you're on the website, join up for our weekly newsletter. We've been starting to do that. That also has some good tips and recipes, updates on what we're doing, things that are coming up, that sort of thing. So it's worth signing up for. It's free. There's a sign up button on most of the pages on the website. So yeah, look for that while you're there. You can also email us your questions like Karen from Florida did. Thank you for that, Karen. You can send us a message at mywifetherd@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can leave a comment there if you want. Love hearing your comments. Love hearing your ideas, your reviews, your feedback, anything that gives us some information about, you know, whether we're hitting home here or not. We want to be giving you guys information that you want to be hearing. So it's good to hear some feedback. So let us know what you think, either through a comment or email, or even just through rating and reviewing the show. That's a good way to give us some feedback too. And it gives other people valuable information on how worthy the show is. And sharing with a friend is a good idea too. We like that. Your friends like that. So give that a try. Make your friend smile. And that wraps up this week of Nutrition Nuggets. That's it for the week. And like I said, sign up for the newsletter. That comes out towards the weekend or on the weekend, kind of when I get around to it. And yeah, we'll be back next Monday with a full episode. So until then, have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.